government is under threat from a cut in government spending, according to WWF Australia and the Australian Conservation Foundation. Spending is set to dip under 60% of what the coalition government outlined in the 2013-2014 budget, and there are signs of it slowing down. Australian Conservation Foundation economist Matt Rose spoke to reporter Sam Bradbrook about the cuts. He said the government is playing politics with our nation's environment.
There's an ideological issue with the coalition currently, and they see the environment as not something they can gain from politically. They slash the budgets without, you know, losing a number of their supporters. You know, they think it's a political win or a political no loss for them to slash environment budgets, unfortunately.
Why does that cause so many problems?
Australia's carbon emissions are rising. We have unprecedented land clearing. We have threatened species on the decline into extinction. The environment requires investment. The health of the environment requires investment in terms of restoring land, in terms of providing incentives to reduce carbon. So you've got to actually put money into these things. If you're pulling money out of our environment and our programs that invest in the environment, you're actually speeding the decline. Australia's environment, you know, is not in the best shape at the moment. So any money that's being pulled out actually speeds the decline in the health of the environment.
Josh Frydenberg has claimed that Australia's emissions are at a 27-year low and that it's a positive reflection of the coalition's environmental policy. What do you have to say to that?
I think Josh Frydenberg's talking about it on a per capita basis, so per head of population. But the fact is, in total, carbon emissions are at one of the highest levels. They're going up. They've been going up since the coalition slashed the carbon price. So he can't get away from the figures that his own department puts out. And that the fact is that carbon emissions are rising and have increased since the coalition came to power.
And what aspects of environmental spending have been hit the hardest?
Things like biodiversity funding, land care, which was a big funding pool of money to help local groups across the country restore neglected areas. Money's been pulled out of policy staff providing advice to government on the best way to address carbon emissions and other environmental issues.
Do you think we'll be any better off environmental spending-wise with a Labor government?
We're yet to see big commitments from the Labor government around environmental spending, but they have committed to better targets on climate emissions, so that would go a long way to helping the environment. But the fact is, out of a budget heading close to almost $500 billion a year, we're only seeing spending at the moment of just under $1 billion. And when the coalition came to government, it was, you know, $1.5 billion. So the spending under all different stripes of government isn't massive.
Australian Conservation Foundation economist Matt Rose speaking to reporter Sam Bradbrook.